Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So the Indiana Fever back in Gainbridge Fieldhouse tonight at 7 alongside the Washington Mystics trying to, well, prolong its three-game home winning streak. Aaliyah Boston Tuesday named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, and for good reason. Three straight doubles, getting, good feeds from Caitlin Clark, for one thing, in the right spot at the right time to score inside. The challenge at 5-10 now with five games left here in this month of June. Head coach Christy Sides.
They're learning each other. And that's what this is what's happening right now. They're learning each other. They're learning how to play off each other. They're recognizing, you know, reads off each other. We just keep getting a little bit better. And that's been my message. It's about the Indiana Fever every game. Everybody thought we needed to be experiencing success, you know, right when we started playing. And that's just not, it just takes time. And it takes building something and continuing with that process.
Nothing like the W, I tell you that. NBA TV at 7 o'clock tonight. Our thought for this hump day, Wednesday, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
I tell you, it never gets old, does it? Watching the incomparable Lily King do her thing, and that's when medals age no barrier. The five-time Olympic medalist showed us that Monday night at Lucas Oil Stadium at the USA Olympic Team Trials, winning the 100 breaststroke event in 105.43, ranking for now the fourth fastest time in the world. But this was different for the 27-year-old native out of Evansville. The atmosphere, the crowd, the pure want to, and now lying ahead next month, Paris, and her third Olympics.
I never thought I'd be able to do something like that, just, you know, walk out in a football arena. Yeah, it's such a swimming state. I mean, it's really something that we take a lot of pride in, and we're one of the fastest swimming states in the country, and I think it has shown here. I've seen how many, you know, people with Indiana ties have been making finals and making the Olympic team, and it's just really special here.
And she is very special to watch as well, Lily King. Indiana University's all-time leading medal winner among women's athletes, Lily becoming IU's first women's swimmer to reach a third Olympics. We'll be watching her in Paris next month. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.